Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to this wonderful boardroom chat.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement.
Yes.
Can I have you? Today is what?
Our 300th boardroom chat.
We're going to do a little toast.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Celebrate with us.
She's drinking coffee.
You're
and drinking I'm drinking
coffee.
Water.
Go ahead. Let's just do that together. Mm. Hallelujah.
A little water there.
I got coffee.
300. How many years is that? See, 52 weeks.
It's since 2020, March, I think, was it March of 2020
we started doing this? 6 years.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that amazing? My God. Hallelujah. I hope you have enjoyed them. And I tell you what, people say they really do enjoy. In fact, let's start since it's 300 with the wonderful testimonies. Also, I want to let everybody know I've been wearing nothing but T-shirts because this is my 50th year.
Sweatshirts,
whatever you call them. And it's my 50th year. So I'm and Kathy said, we're going to celebrate it all year. She said, but you could wear something else. But I like these sweatshirts. And
that one is a one of a kind. Well, right now it is, unless they decide to reproduce it with that big old crest on the middle. Usually it's on the side.
Yeah, I got both.
The black one and the
But anyway,
Green
so
one.
If you see me, it's not that I've ran out of clothes. I'm just celebrating 50 years.
He's cozy.
Come on.
I'm celebrating
Read
with
some.
You, but I'm not wearing the sweatshirt. I was.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Well, the testimonies, thank you for writing these in anyway. The
Molly
says, happy 50th anniversary, Jesse and Kathy. I've been a partner for 3 years now, and your amazing teachings have filled my heart and soul with so much wisdom and knowledge with my walk with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Thank you for being my inspiration in life. I got my sweatshirt and mug to celebrate your 50th. Big hugs. Mahalo and aloha. Aloha, Malia from Maui.
Malia, we are coming next month. In February, they will be in Maui, and we'll also be...
The last Sunday in Maui.
In Honolulu, we'll be in Oahu, Maui, and also in the Big Island.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. What a blessing. I hope to see you there.
All the Malia, details should be on all our platforms.
Yes, it's
so
such a blessing.
Make sure you're
and
there.
We're not just going there to lay on the beach. We go and preach the gospel. And there's nothing wrong with laying on the beach. Let me just say that. I just don't do it.
I know you don't.
Kathy does. No, you go out there.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
I look at it, though. I enjoy walking on it.
Yeah,
I don't lay on it like I used to.
You use the balcony at the hotel.
I like to look at the water.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. God is good. Well, how many of you out there would love to move God? Okay, everybody lift their hands up in the studio. You didn't lift your hand. Would you like to move God?
Oh, well, sure. How about you?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing to get God's attention or to move him is not how much money you give. Mm-hmm. It's not how many nice things you do for people, even though he notices all that. You move him by faith. See, we get to thinking that God is so pleased when we do something major, and he is, don't misunderstand me. But what pleases him and moves him is your faith. And I know we talk a lot about faith, but faith is a thread of the fabric of God's clothes, and it produces a garment. And I'm going to the faith chapter, and everybody knows where it's at, Hebrews chapter 11. And it says, now faith, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Then I want to go down to verse 6, if I can do that. But without faith, I love this verse, it is impossible. I want you to get other translations, get ready for that. But without faith, it is impossible. Notice the word impossible, to please. Now, with the word him is in the King James italics, means they put that so you can understand. But it says this, but without faith, it is impossible to please. Talking about him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. See, you got to have faith for that. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So he doesn't like it if he says, you say, well, you know, God doesn't do this and God don't do that. Then you're not believing that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's why sometimes things take a long time, because you're not moving him toward whatever you want done. You understand what I'm saying? So I want you to read that. Was the Amplified you got first?
Well, I had both. Right now I'm in the Passion Translation.
Okay,
Which verse do you want? Six?
I want verse six is what we're going to major on.
Verse six in the Passion says, and without faith, living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that He is real and that He rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking Him.
Well, according to that, He doesn't reward your giving. He rewards your faith because you do give.
The faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking Him.
You can never, ever hear enough about faith. If there was only one sermon to preach, and you preached it your whole life, you still hadn't got to where God wants you to be, much as you have heard it and received it.
Listen to it in the Message translation. Okay. It says, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that He exists and that He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him.
I mean, there's
a lot. So it's not just enough to believe in Him. You got to believe that He cares for you, that He wants to reward you, that He wants to respond to your request. So we want you to move Him, basically, is what we're talking about.
I believe that 100%. People say, "But Jesse, why are you so blessed?" I move God not to get a blessing. He just loves it because I believe Him.
Stephen moved God because he was seated at the throne of God after the resurrection. But the Bible tells us that when Stephen was being persecuted, when he was being stoned to death, Jesus stood. He stood up to receive him. He declared that he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. So he moved Jesus in that sense.
If I want to get Kathy to do something, I have to move her. It's the same way. I have to have faith that she's going to do the want something or whatever.
And sometimes his tactics to move me don't work.
That's because she's not believing.
Kindness goes much further than a demand. You get a demand, you're going to get
a... When did the last time I would demand anything from you?
You get a demand, you're going to get the eyebrow. If you do a smile and a kindness, you won't even have to ask. I'll bring you things that I anticipate your needs. Thank you. You're welcome.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? Good God. Boy, I moved her, didn't I? Glory to God.
I'm just giving you a little insight for future reference.
Yes, read that message again. That's a powerful statement.
I love it.
This is talking about moving God. You want to get healed? Got to move God. The healing will come. He's the healer. But you move Him.
Go ahead. You move Him when you seek Him.
And this is how you read it. Remember you told me this. I didn't know that Smith Wigglesworth said, I think you're ready. He said, if the Holy Ghost don't move, I move the Holy Ghost. Boy, and he got all kind of persecution on that.
True.
But that's how you get things done, by moving
He
God.
Responds to faith.
Amen. Okay, go read that.
Okay, verse 6 again, it said, and this is the Message Bible. It says, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that He exists and that He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him.
That's powerful right there. Read the Amplified if you can get it over there too.
I got it right here.
I want you to get so many definitions because, see, you need to move God for what you're believing for, spiritually, physically, financially. Right now, let me say while she's looking up there.
I got it.
We're believing God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Now, that's $20 million. Now, I'm not believing for the money. Watch this. That's the byproduct. I'm moving God, and by moving God toward that, He moves you. 20,000 people. He said, that's a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to sound prideful. We have millions and millions and millions of people watch us all over the world. So 20,000 is not that much. Plus, God gave me a revelation this year of replenish. I also have one $20 million donor plus the 20,000, which would replenish everything. Because if that money came in today, we would start two projects that would knock it out, gone. None of it's coming to us. Now, the only way that can happen is to move God. Because I know when I move God, He'll move mountains. He'll do everything. And you do that strictly by faith. And I just believe in Him. So people say, boy, but Jesse, that's a lot. That's some big number. Because see, they don't believe that God can do that. Now, why don't He rain it out of the sky? Because God is not a counterfeiter. And the only reason He asks you to give is so He can bless you. That's it. I mean, God don't require or need anything, but you need everything He has. Now read that Amplified.
And let's Amplified see what it says. Verse 6 of Hebrews 11 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out."
I mean, that's the whole thing. See what I'm saying? Like I said, if I want to get Kathy's attention, I have to move her. If she wants to get my attention, she has to move me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I think the reason why a lot of people don't receive from God, they receive a bad report from a doctor, and they may not be feeling well, but they're not expecting a cancer diagnosis, right? But all of a sudden, that doctor says something, and he could be wrong. How many times people have been diagnosed wrongly?
Right.
But what happened, it moved you toward doubt and fear. Well, why not move God to what you believe in for, spiritually, physically, and financially? You have to believe that he will and that he's a rewarder. Oh, boy, Lord, I can feel the Holy Ghost coming on here. A lot of people don't believe in prosperity because they don't believe that he's a rewarder of them. They just think he's a rewarder in the spiritual side or the physical side, but he's a rewarder also on the financial side. He's a rewarder on every side, mm-hmm. Everything. Get that inside of you. Mm-hmm. And so when a doubt thought comes, that's not my thoughts. Or when somebody says, you can't do that, say, I refuse that. They're going to get mad at you. So what? You believing on something. You moving God. To please him. That's what pleases him. See? And when you understand that, oh, I want to tell you something. You will live a life beyond human reasoning. And, you know, and I can say this, and Kathy, I think you would agree with me. We're living today in the natural like we'd be living in heaven. On the physical side, the financial side, everything. I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean, last night we decided, you know, I said, she wanted to maybe cook something or make a salad or soup or something like that. I said, let's just go out and eat dinner. Now, you know, we weren't worried about how much it was going to cost. We got in our car and we drove to a nice restaurant, Italian restaurant. We ate. Guess what? I guess God knew we were coming. We wouldn't charge for it. We tried to pay. We asked, Lord, please let it. No. There was a blessing waiting on me. All I had to do is move myself to get it. All that person had to do that blessed us was they moved God in a way, and God moved them to be a blessing.
Right.
Not that I couldn't afford it. That's, you know, a nice dinner. It really was. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. The other day, you going to tell me something about Kathy? She likes McDonald's. She liked Donald Trump. She liked McDonald's. She likes the
quarter. A lot of people like McDonald's.
I know, I do too. The quarter pounder with cheese.
They've sold billions.
She likes that double quarter pounder with cheese. She wants a knife that she can cut it in half and all the different things she does to it, see? And she just enjoys it. People say, well, like the other day, Kathy called, Jody called, and Jody said, hey, Mom, Dad, where y'all at? Where y'all
she wanted
lunch?
To join us for lunch.
Kathy said, we at McDonald's. We're
happy. She goes, said, never mind.
She said, no. Yet when Jody was little, every Saturday, we went to McDonald's. They didn't have no money back in those days. Every Saturday, we went to McDonald's and got us a quarter pounder with cheese. And Jody would take, watch my glass, I'm usually like a French fry, and dip it in the ketchup.
One fry.
One, not the whole, until the fry is disintegrating. She says, I like the ketchup, Dad. I'll never forget
you have,
that long.
You and her those have that in common. Memories.
I mean, yeah, I love ketchup too, you see, but that's my point. See, when you move God, you move, man, he'll move the universe. He said, if you would say to that mountain, be thou removed, boy, God gets involved in your confession. And he's definitely involved in your possession. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So let's please him all the time mm-hmm. by moving him.
That's the secret to answered prayer.
That's exactly the truth. Uh-huh. Go ahead, cut
and
in here if you
faith,
want.
Using your faith voice, actually, too.
Using my that is our 2026 theme. Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. And I got that from actually Romans 4:17. He called it those things would be not as though they were. But I believe it's St. John chapter 12. Verses 49 and 50, Jesus said, and it's a paraphrase, but I'm going to say it like that. I only say what my Father says. and I only do what my Father says to do. Now, why did Jesus do it? He moved his Father.
Yeah, and he told us we could do the greater works. That's in John 14 as well.
And I will take the persecution. You can call me crazy, heretic. I'm going to believe what he says. I'm going to do it.
There's a lot of people that believe in God and they get born again, but they don't receive the rewards that God really wants for them to experience or have in this life so that they can live an overcoming life.
Right.
Because
they faint, like if you faint not.
Well, it's what he says is, but you have to come to God, believe that he is, and so there's that connecting word, and that he is a rewarder. So if you're criticizing people that are believing for God to reward them, maybe because they're using their faith to maybe get out of debt, believe for a financial breakthrough in some way, or maybe to pay for some kind of maybe a house or a car or college education or just something to be a blessing to someone, maybe to your local church or something that you want to give to, God will reward those that seek him in faith. You have to believe that he is and that he is rewarded, the fact that he exists, but also the fact that he exists shows that he wants to give to his children. This is what he did for Abraham. Abraham believed God. This is that Romans 4:17.
Oh, I love that.
He believed God, and he called those things that be not as though they were. What was Abraham calling? He's calling a child. He wanted a family.
Yes.
He wanted He was already very rich. He had silver, cattle, gold. Yeah. But he said, who am I going to leave it to? What is it going to show? I want to be able to have a family. This was God promised him when he left his homeland. He says, go, I'm going to show you, I'm going to bless you. Through all the families of the earth, you're going to be blessed. Well, he says, how can this happen if I don't have a child? Do I give it to my servant?
Yeah.
No, God had a better plan. So Abraham had to believe that God was a rewarder. So what did he do? He had to just trust God.
Well, he did three things.
He didn't stagger. He never wavered.
He considered
not. He was fully persuaded. Staggered not. Was fully persuaded.
He had a barren wife, but he loved Sarah. And he said, I don't care. I'm going to believe. You know, people went around him. Oh, man, he's a little loose. He's getting old. He's just thinking this and that and that. But he moved God. But you know, first Sarah moved him in the wrong way. See, she was the first surrogate mother.
Well,
to do a surrogate, yeah.
Hagar was the surrogate.
But she caused that surrogacy to happen.
She started it.
And now we have the Arab-Israeli problem because of that. But if she would have moved God like she moved Abraham, she'd have had Isaac way before Ishmael would have ever been born.
So that was moving in the flesh rather than moving in the spiritual realm. You have to believe God's promise.
But
force it to happen. You trust God.
Yeah. Notice the level. You got to get to the point where you consider not.
You know, we only read one testimony.
I know. You stagger not. We'll read some more. And you fully persuaded. What are you fully persuaded about me? Now, you've been married to me over 55 years. I know I can't throw you in, but I mean, you've moved me to do some things in all these 55 years, and we've done them.
I'm fully persuaded that you're going to live for God. You're not turning away.
Why did you marry me? What made, now just before you were saved. I want to get, because a lot of people
wonder. Because you begged me.
I didn't beg you at all. I didn't beg on nothing. But what?
Yes, you did.
What made you? I did not. Don't lie, Kathy, for God's sake.
I'm not lying.
She wants me to think. She wants you to think good of me. Before I was saved, I was a heathen from hell.
We're not talking about that right now.
What I want to know is, what made you get in
that? I loved you. I fell in love with you.
But you got in that car, and we left Louisiana to go to Texas.
You mean after the marriage ceremony?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there had to be more than just love. Something you saw, something you believed. That's what I'm trying to get to. Now, the reason why, if you want me from me to you, I wanted to marry you, but it wasn't just because I wanted to marry you. I saw something that we could build a life together. And I saw something in you that you had what I call a back mentality.
Back.
I got your back. Oh. See what I'm saying? Let me finish here.
I'm waiting.
You see what I'm saying? And of course, 55, you're going on 56 years this year, June the 6th. We still believe the same about each other. See, something drew you. And I'm not talking because I know I was a good-looking boy and I was built good.
He's a legend in his own
life.
I knew you were good-looking. You are good-looking.
Not no more.
I still like you.
You tell the truth. But that's okay. You know, my point is I never thought of a divorce. I never thought I'm going to get another woman, you know, to marry or something like that. No. Because there was something there. I'm trying to, if she quit making jokes about it, you understand where I'm trying to get to here.
I'm so
something moved you.
Let's be serious.
Yeah, I am being serious. Something moved you to me. And
it's
something moved me to you.
Love is truly unexplainable. I really can't give you the answer. For God so loved, why did God love us? I can't comprehend that. It's difficult for me, but I know that he does. And when you receive that love, whether you understand it or not, it transforms you. And that happens with a relationship too. You know, no matter how much you love me, if I didn't believe you loved me, I wouldn't have married you.
Well, I must have showed you that I loved you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have believed it.
I believed that you loved me.
Yeah, I do. That's true. Yeah.
And so
that's
otherwise,
my point.
The point is that's what faith does. Faith believes what is spoken.
Yeah. You just went into the second part of that verse. You believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligence. Not only do you have faith.
So you're my reward?
Oh, you're doggone right. You're doggone right.
Am I your reward?
Sure.
For loving you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? I enjoy buying you things. You enjoy buying me things. And I use that as an example. But I mean, yeah, we enjoy. That doesn't mean we don't have arguments and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
we don't have that many arguments.
No, we don't. But I mean, you know, to say that we've never had an argument would be a lie.
We do disagree, but that doesn't mean we argue.
But here's something that most people don't realize. We've learned to disagree without being disagreeable.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah. You know, because she has her personality, I have mine. Mine's a lot stronger.
And I don't. Hers.
Just thought I'd throw that in
there. I'm a lot more kinder, merciful.
Oh, there's no way you're more kinder than I am. I am a
and
very
humble,
kind person.
And, no, I'm kidding.
Read another.
I think we maybe ought to read
serious.
These wonderful
texts. She is not serious at all.
I'm having fun today. Okay, I can't pronounce that name. Tehar, you're going to correct me.
Here, let me hold on. That's Tehar.
Tehar. Okay. Tehar says, we are watching you from Karachi, Pakistan.
Praise the Lord.
And we love you. God's love is eternal. See here, they're talking about the love right there.
Amen.
They love you. They trust us. This is
what
Caroline
love
does. Caroline.
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 That's how you say it.
Right?
Caroline.
Caroline says, you are welcome to come to East Africa, Uganda.
Uganda.
So we got an invite. We love Africa. We've been there several times, different places,
indeed.
But not enough.
Go.
We need to go back. YouTube, someone from YouTube, I don't have a name, says, multiple blessings from your partner. I'm expecting for my seeds to work and manifest soon.
Okay, stop that just for a second. Keep it there. What made that person give to our ministry? Now, let's just use some sense here. I don't know that person.
We
don't even have a name. It just says came from YouTube. Let me tell you what. I ask God for partners. I moved God's, not so I can make more money and live higher. No, so I can preach this gospel. You know, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. God took the movement that I moved him and went to YouTube and moved that person to be my partner. And I will honor that person all the days of my life by not taking their partnership, by putting it into the work of the Lord. You see what I'm saying here? This is, nothing is stagnant or stationary. It's moving because we move it by faith. Now read Carrie's one. I like this. This one here. I read that one right before we came on.
Okay, I haven't read this one yet. What blows my mind is how radically transformed Jesse was by the grace of God.
Yeah.
He himself said how serious and intimidating he used to be. Look at him now, spreading the gospel with joy.
I'm going to say something today, and I probably shouldn't. But I feel under the law.
That hadn't stopped
this
you.
This year, let me tell you something. I'm a nice person, kind.
Yes, you are.
Before I would say, look at me. You angered me, I'd kill you in a second. Wasn't big enough to whip nobody, 5'7" and 140-pound nothing person. You know, not no more 140 pounds, but I mean, it's my leg now. But I will tell you something. I wouldn't think twice to shoot you. He beat you in the head with a baseball bat. I didn't care because I got tired of being pushed around. And I was raised, somebody mess with you, you do what you got to do. That's the truth. But you know what? I remember that. God doesn't.
And I don't like to remember it.
I know. No, I don't. But I don't either. But I'm saying, I want people to understand that my salvation was a living supernatural miracle of God.
Radically transformed, is how Carrie says.
You see what I'm saying? And
so
that's
true.
What I mean. And for God so loved, and it's the world where the world was me. I mean, I was just crazy. I don't know. I could be as nice as could be, but boy, I never let them people read my face. They did something wrong. I didn't care what, where, how, what to use. And I'd sleep like a baby because I had no heart. I had nothing. I was cold inside. But when Jesus came, and I really think, well, God used Kathy to move God to get to me in that hotel room in Boston, Massachusetts. And that's when it began. And that's the truth. So I wanted to answer that.
In fact, Jody and I would pray together for you.
I had a supernatural conversion. Mm-hmm. Okay, read the last one. We're getting close to the end here.
I have two more.
Yeah, supernatural.
This one says, from Tony says, I've been following you since 1996.
Isn't that something?
That's a blessing. And so Jerome also says, this is the last one, says, thank you, Pastor Jesse and Kathy, for all of the sacrifices, time, and obedience in bringing God's word to us. You are such a blessing to us all. My family is blessed by you always. We have grown in faith and in God's word. Congratulations to you on this huge milestone of 50 years of ministry.
Well, let me,
be blessed.
Thank you.
Thank
let
you.
Me show you what happened. God, I moved God, and God moved the word. Now, let me show you the difference now, Jesse now, and the Jesse before. The Jesse now, you can't hate me more than I love you. My love has went so deep in God because I believe that he is right there. And yes, I believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But I really love that I believe that he is, that I thought, I got the love of God in my life. Jesus, you know, how can you like somebody that... That's hurt me since I've been born again. Oh, I mean, I've had some terrible things set up. I mean, lies, scandal stuff, craziness. Because what happened is I received for God so loved, and hate that I had before could not jump that barrier. In fact, that love barrier crushed that hate barrier. It don't exist no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate nobody.
Yeah.
Now, I hate the devil.
Well, faith works.
That gonna, yeah. But in a totally different, that's a totally different thing. I'm talking about people here.
Right.
That's what I mean. That's how you move God. And then you get what God has. And that's just such a blessing. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, I was just thinking that faith works. The scriptures say faith works by love. I was just looking for where that's at. But
faith worketh by love.
Yeah,
that's right.
And really, you can't do anything until you start moving your own mouth. Because your mouth should be a reflection of what's in your heart. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaketh, mankind speaks.
Oh, the mouth speaketh.
Yes, your mouth speaks.
Right,
well, man's mouth.
True.
So the thing is, you have to be saying something using your faith voices, which is our theme. We're going to be hitting on that all year long. Because you're going to need to not just thinking about it. You need to speak it and say it and declare it. What did Jesus say in Mark 11, 23 and 24? He says, if you would say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you're going to have what you say. What are you doing? You're moving God with your faith. His power comes to work for you when you use faith based on a promise that he has given you in his word. Now, he's talking, looking at a physical mountain, using that as an example with his disciples. But this means anything that looks too big for you to handle. You can't see around a mountain. It's so big. Maybe there are situations or challenges in your life that you can't see your way around it. Well, God wants you to be able to speak faith words. You'll find the words in the scripture. Meditate on them. Let them live big in your heart so much that it comes out of your mouth. There's no question about it. You will receive your answer. You will be rewarded. You're going to receive the things because you serve a God and you believe in him and you trust him that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You're seeking him, not the promise, but you seek him. He shows you the pathway to receive all the promises that belong to you as a believer?
You know, it's harder to be an atheist than it is to believe in God, to be a Christian. It is. It really is. Because all you got is your natural intellect, which fails you most of the time. But God never fails. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed this little teaching today. It's a pretty simple thing. And forgetting those things which are behind and reaching out those things which are before. You press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God. What's that high calling? Just to move him, and all the other stuff just falls in line. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. Oh, I forgot to say this. Yeah, I was about ready to shut down. They're telling me, if you would like to be a partner to this ministry, I wish you would. Because 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. 100%. Me and Kathy have been debt-free since 1982. It's such a blessing of the Lord. If you'd like to be a partner, and if you are a partner, thank you for your continuous support. Just go to jdm.org. That's our website. And hit the donate button. You can donate that way. You can use PayPal if you like. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to the free JDM app and select the giving you want. Or you want to use the post office, you can mail in a donation that way. And let's just say, well, I don't want to be a partner. Okay, I'm not mad at you, but still watch the program. You see what I'm saying? It's not for sale. We're not doing anything. We're just saying it's all we want to do is reach more people, change more lives, one soul at a time. But you know what? I will move God to move on people like yourself, and they'll help us get this gospel out. Then one day, we're going to move him completely off his throne, and he's going to come get us.
Hallelujah.
That's coming.
We're praying for
that's going to happen. So until next time, me and Kathy saying, we love you. We really do. We'll see you next time. Remember, 300.
300. So you want to do another toast?
There's a little toast.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And the next one will be 300. Oh, excuse me. I didn't think I had anything.
Get
I just
it right.
I just had, I had ice in it.
That's okay.
I drank water. Till next time, we love you. See ya. Bye-bye.